Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread. They only had one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus joined them. Watch out. Guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said, "Why do you conclude that it's because you have no bread? Do you not understand yet and comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? Do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many wicker baskets full of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 12. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord. Do you still not understand? Jesus always wants to help us to grow in understanding. He uses a phrase in the heart of today's conversation on the boat with the apostles that should evoke something we heard last week. Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? Remember when Jesus was explaining about the meaning of parables, for example, with the sower and the seed, he described why he spoke in parables, quoting Isaiah, so that they might see and not understand, so that they might listen but not hear. Forgive me for botching it early in the morning. But you get the point. Isaiah was saying, so that they might not convert. He used parables so that we would have to work at it. If we didn't really engage what he was saying, it would be a telltale sign that we don't have a heart to listen, to be converted, to have our life change. So sometimes he would speak with images, not just as illustrations, not just to give us something that would be easier to recall, but so that sometimes we have to work to understand what the meaning is. And so Jesus in the boat, when he says to them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod," Jesus wanted that image engaged. And instead, what do we see? They were just hungry. They were eyeing that loaf, that solitary loaf they had on the boat, and wondering when Jesus was finally going to do the Barakah blessing so that they could dig in. They were distracted. The growth wasn't happening. So Jesus needed to explain. And what did he explain? He explained that contrary to the leaven of Herod and the Pharisees, they were supposed to have the leaven of faith. One loaf of bread was plenty to feed everybody in the boat. Not to mention, in Jesus' hands with his blessing, it would be capable of feeding every single mouth until the end of time. That's why he asked them about the 2 miracles of the multiplication of loaves and fish, so that they would be able to grasp that God wants them growing in faith, that leaven of faith, as small as a mustard seed, was meant to grow. And he specified that the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod would choke that growth. What's the leaven of the Pharisees? It's the leaven of religious externalism that doesn't get to the heart, that one that focuses on deeds, on fruit, rather than on the tree and attaching itself to the vine. It's the one that focuses on what others are doing rather than how one is growing together in the Lord. that strains out the gnat in order to swallow the camel, that's a whitewashed tomb focused on how one appears before others rather than how one truly is on the inside, whether one's alive or dead. The leaven of the Pharisees is a leaven of religious hypocrisy. And he tells us to beware of it. What's the leaven of Herod? The leaven of Herod is spiritual worldliness. It's political laxism. Herod, as we know, was one who wanted, in a sense, to have people regard him as religious, but was far from religion. He was one who wanted Jesus to put on a show. He didn't really want to convert. And it's an amazing scene when he hears what Jesus is doing and thinks that Jesus is John the Baptist raised from the dead, and he wanted to see him. He just wanted to see him? If that were really John the Baptist raised from the dead, whose head he had ordered to be decapitated, wouldn't he want to do more? In every age, there are descendants of the Pharisees and descendants of Herod. Those who are religious externalists, those who outwardly practice the faith but inwardly don't live by the virtues of faith. There are always Herodians, those who are constantly trying to manipulate the faith for their own pleasure and advantage. Jesus tells us to beware. What he really wants is for us constantly to be growing in our trust in him, to recognize that there's nothing he cannot do. And rather than trusting in our works or relying on our pleasures, to consecrate ourselves evermore to him and to his providence. The first reading today from St. James, we see a gloss on a similar theme. He'll talk about the leaven of faith. It's the leaven of perseverance, that our faith is tested in trial. But when we respond with faith to those tests, our faith grows. And he describes the leaven of the Herodians and the Pharisees as concupiscence, essentially. Those who give in to the temptations to be like others rather than like God. He talks about that leaven under the image of temptation. It says, blessed are those who persevere in temptation. That's the real leaven of God. For when he has been proven, he will receive the crown of life that is promised to those who love God. But now the leaven of the Pharisees and the Herodians. These are people who say, I'm being tempted by God. Even though God never tempts. God tests, but he doesn't tempt. To test is to permit a trial. To tempt is to lead to sin. This is one of the reasons why Pope Francis has just recently changed the Italian version of the Our Father to correspond to the Spanish version. Instead of the ne nos inducas in tentationem in the Latin, don't lead us into temptation, which is what it literalistically says. The Spanish, we know, no nos dejes caer en tentación. Don't let us fall into temptation when we're being tempted. And the Italian's now been changed so that nobody gets the impression that God's throwing banana peels before us, just wanting for us to trip and fall. Our temptations, it's because of the leaven that's there, St. James was saying. It's the leaven of desire, evil desire, which brings forth sin, and when it reaches maturity, it gives birth to death. We have to look at those desires that we have. If our desires are truly for the hallowing of God's name, for his kingdom to come, for his will to be done, then especially under trial, the leaven that Christ plants within will grow. But if our desires are just for the things of this world, whether the esteem and honor of others, including for our holiness, which was one of the cancers that impacted the souls of the Pharisees, whether it was just straight out for pleasure and away from pain like the Herodians, that's when we're going to find ourselves dead, spiritually in this world and perhaps forever. Beware of the leaven of the scribes and the Herodians, Jesus warns us again today. February 18th, as I'm sure you know, is the feast of Blessed Fra Angelico, the patron saint of painters, because some of you paint quite well. It's important that we remember him. He's buried at the Church of Santa Maria Sopra Minerva, very close to the tomb of St. Catherine of Siena. I have often prayed there at his tomb, especially for a really good friend of mine, Sister Mary Angelica, named after him, because she too was a great artist. But we see the type of leaven that was within Fra Angelico. It was the leaven to give God glory through beauty. He worked so hard, precisely in order to bring that light of the beauty of the Lord to the eyes of others. We can begin to ask ourselves, what is our great passion? Because we should live that passion for God's glory as much as Fra Angelico did. Today at Mass, Jesus seeks to implant himself into us as good leaven. He's sowing the seed of his word, hoping that it reaches soil that will produce 30, 60, 100-fold fruit. And now he sows himself. Do you still not yet understand?